How to Steal a Dog, Chapter 2. I thought about my plan for a couple of days before I decided to tell Toby. "You've got to keep this a secret," I told him. I glanced out the back window of the car, then pulled the beach towel over our heads. Mama had left for work, and me and Toby were waiting till it was time to walk up to the bus stop. Toby nodded in the darkness under the towel. "I will," he said. I pushed my face up closer to his and said, "You can't tell anybody, okay?" "Okay." I knew it was a risk telling Toby my plan, but I figured I had to. Mama said he had to stay with me after school, so there I was, stuck with him. I couldn't even go to Luann's or anything. How was I going to steal a dog without Toby finding out? Then he'd go and tell Mama for sure. If I made him think he was part of my secret plan, maybe he wouldn't be the tattletale baby that he usually is. "Here's my plan," I said. I paused a minute to add some drama, because Toby likes drama. He stared at me with his wide eyes. His breath smelled like tuna fish, and I was wishing I hadn't covered us up with the towel like that. "We're gonna steal us a dog," I said. "How about that?" I grinned and waited for him to say, "Hot dang," like he does. But he just stared at me with his mouth hanging open. That tuna fish odor swirling around us in our beach towel tent. I waved my hand in front of my nose and flipped the towel off us. "Jeez, Toby," I said. "Can't you brush your teeth?" He glared at me. "How?" he hollered. "There ain't no sink in here." He waved his arms around the car. "Use the water in the cooler," I said. "No way, it's cruddy." "Well, anyways," I said, "don't you want to know why we're going to steal a dog?" He nodded, sending a clump of greasy hair flopping down over his eyes. He had Mama's straight copper-colored hair, and I had to go and get Daddy's curly old black hair that I hate. One more good reason to be mad at my daddy. I smoothed the crumpled yellowing sign out on the seat between us. "Because of this," I said. Toby looked at it. "What's it say?" "For crying out loud, Toby, you're in third grade." I jabbed a finger at the sign. "Reward," it says. $500 reward for this ugly old dog. Can you believe that?" "He's not ugly." "She," I said. "Her name's Mitzi, see?" I jabbed at the sign again. Toby squeezed his eyebrows together. "Why are we gonna steal that dog?" "Not this dog, you idiot," I said. "We're gonna steal a different dog." "What dog?" "I don't know yet," I said. "That's why I need you to help me." I looked out the window again. The alley beside the auto parts store was empty. I slouched down lower in the seat and motioned for Toby to come closer. "Listen," I whispered. "We're gonna find us a dog that somebody loves so much they'd pay a reward to get it back." I poked Toby with my elbow. "Get it?" "Pay a reward to who?" Toby said. I sighed and shook my head. "To us, you ninny." "But why would they pay us if we steal their dog?" I rolled my eyes and flopped back against the seat. "I swear, Toby, sometimes I wonder about you." I sat back up and took him by the shoulders, looking him square in the eyes. "The person who loves the dog won't know that it was us that stole it. The person will think we found the dog. Now do you get it?" Toby grinned. "Okay," he said. "Where's the dog?" "We've got to find the dog," I hollered. I slapped my hand over my mouth and glanced quickly around us. The alley was still empty. "We've got to find the dog," I repeated in a whisper. "Mama says $500 is enough to get a place to live. If we steal a dog, we can get $500, see?" Toby had a look on his face that made me think I'd made a mistake in sharing my plan with him. "Listen, Toby," I said. "It's the only way we're ever going to have us a real place to live instead of this car, you hear?" He nodded. "Don't you want a real place to live?" He nodded again. "Then we got to steal us a dog and get the reward," I said. "And if you tell anyone, and I mean anyone, you might as well just say your prayers and kiss this earth goodbye, you hear me?" "Okay," he said. "But how do we steal a dog?" "Don't worry," I said. "I'm working on it." After school that day, me and Toby raced back to the car. When I unlocked it, Toby climbed in the driver's seat and started spreading peanut butter on a saltine cracker with his finger. I climbed in the back seat and locked the doors. Mama had told us to stay put. If anybody asked us what we were doing, we were supposed to say we were waiting for our mama, who was in the bank next door. I rummaged through my trash bag of stuff. When I found my spiral notebook with the glittery purple cover, I opened it to a fresh page and wrote, "How to Steal a Dog" by Georgina Hayes. I wrote the date in the margin, April 5th. Then next to that, I wrote, "Step 1, find a dog." I chewed on the end of my pencil and looked out the window. Someone came out of the side door of the auto parts store and threw a cardboard box in the dumpster. I slouched down real quick and waited till I heard the shop door slam shut. Then I wrote, "These are the rules for finding a dog. 1, the dog must not bark too much. 2, the dog must not bite. 3, The dog must be outside by itself sometimes. 4. The dog must be loved a lot and not just some old dog that nobody cares about. 5. The owner of the dog must look like someone who will pay a lot of money to get their dog back, like maybe someone who has a big house and rides in a limo or something like that. But then I scratched out that part about the limo, because whoever saw a limo in Darby, North Carolina? I chewed my pencil some more and looked up at the top of the car. Dark brown stains formed patterns like clouds up there. Over the driver's side, Mama had used safety pins to put up phone numbers for me and Toby in case we needed somebody. I guess she forgot we didn't have a phone in that stinking car. As I read my list of rules over again, I felt myself splitting right in two. Half of me was thinking, Georgina, don't do this. Stealing a dog is just plain wrong. The other half of me was thinking, Georgina, you're in a bad fix, and you gotta do whatever it takes to get yourself out of it. I sat there in that car feeling myself get yanked one way and then the other, so I just made myself stop thinking, and I read those rules one more time. I was pretty sure I had covered everything. I stuffed my notebook way down in the bottom of my bag and said, come on, Toby, let's go find us a dog.